Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The band Kneebody is notoriously tough to pin down genre-wise. The group has been around since 2001, along the way picking up a Grammy nomination in the classical crossover category. They've worked with trumpeter Dave Douglas and garnered plenty of young fans. But whatever you want to call the music on their latest album, electric jazz, jazz rock, hip-hop meets jazz, it is by turn danceable, introspective, and ear-catching. Kneebody is here with me in the studio today. They're going to play a couple of tunes off that new album, which is called The Line. Here's one called Lowell. This is Kneebody, live on Soundcheck.
Thank you.
That's the band Kneebody, live on Soundcheck with a song called Lowell. You will find it on the band's latest record called The Line, which is out now. Meet the members of Kneebody: Ben Wendell on sax, Shane Ensley playing the trumpet, Adam Benjamin behind the keyboard, Kaveh Rastegar playing the bass, Nate Wood behind our drum kit here in the Soundcheck studio, and Ben and Shane pulling up microphones. Guys, good to see you.
Hi, John.
Ben, let me ask you the name. I mean, I've been playing Kneebody albums on the air for a number of years now, and I've never quite figured out Kneebody. What does that mean?
Well, it was a nonsense word that an ex-girlfriend of mine came up with, but the impetus behind it...
Was she an ex-girlfriend when she came up with the word?
Thank you. No. We were just looking for a band name that was short, memorable, and would not indicate the style of music that we played.
Uh-huh.
So
from day one, you didn't want to have a name that would pin you down to one genre or another.
Yeah.
So what genre of music do you play?
I think you've done a better job of describing it than us. It's always been kind of hard for us. So.
And Shane, now the piece you guys just played, Lowell, that's one of Adam's works, right?
That's right.
How does it work? You all write. Do you bring like a skeleton into the studio and then everybody sort of gloms onto it somehow? How does that go?
No, our process has been each person, individual, bring in their piece completed, basically.
Really?
And then we take the time to learn them by ear, even though all of us, you know, went to school and read music and all that. But for this band, we've kind of stuck to a more garage band approach, and we learn everything one part at a time and try and really just internalize it from the beginning.
Garage band, yes, but also like a chamber ensemble where, you know, you bring a finished product to the band. It's not like, all right, here's the piece, now figure out a bass part or figure out a drum part.
Yeah, the most we kind of do together is adjustments, like maybe, oh, this section's going on too long, and we'll kind of decide to, you know, tailor the piece after it's in, but it's a finished piece when the individual composer brings it in.
And one of the things that you have to kind of work out is electronics, where and when and if they will be used. So, like, I think people might have thought that was largely an acoustic piece that we just heard, until at the very end, Ben, we could hear, for example, your horn sort of trailing off in the distance in a way that we probably couldn't do acoustically.
Yeah, it's been a really fun part of this band. It started acoustic, and then slowly but surely we started bringing in effects, and it's become more of an electroacoustic band. And a lot of those sounds we're just improvising or doing to taste based on what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Now, the album The Line, this is your fourth studio record, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it true it's the first one you've done in a proper studio with a producer and all of that?
Yeah, basically, like the first couple were just in our drummer and keyboard player Adam's house, with everyone kind of stuffed into different closets and rooms and whatnot. And then we had one studio that we went to that was a really nice studio, but sort of in someone's house. It was in actually Nate's father's house. Really nice studio. But this was the first time on this album that we went to a studio that's been on the map for a while. It's a place called Sunset Sound in Hollywood. It's a really great studio.
And what does it do for or to the band when there's an additional set of ears, when you have an outside producer suddenly, you know, kind of steering the ship?
Kind of helps just, I think it's just, there's so much involved in just making an album, and you can get overwhelmed pretty fast and not kind of get too close to the mirror. So it really helps to have just an outside person that's not as emotionally, you know, caught up in what's happening at the moment to say, you know, that was a great take, like, let's move on.
Right.
You know, so.
And is that generally the way it works? Is like you guys want to just keep going and take 273, you know?
I'm not sure. I mean, we this was a fast and furious recording. We did it in 2 days, which is actually pretty indicative of a jazz album. But you know, there's not a lot of time to be able to do 30 takes anyways. So.
Okay. Well, we're speaking with members of the band Kneebody, which is why in the last 60 seconds you've heard garage rock, chamber music, and jazz all mentioned, and electronics. The next song is called Still Play. Who wrote this one?
I did. Ben.
Okay, and a play on still life in the title, or
I just don't know where that title came from. It may I just I like your explanations are always the best, so I'm going to just say that that's
you called your band Kneebody. Don't ask me to explain your titles. You want to play the piece for us?
Absolutely.
All right. Let's once again hear the band Kneebody performing tonight at Subculture here in Manhattan at 10 p.m. and tomorrow night, two sets at the Shapeshifter Lab in Brooklyn at 8 and at 9:30 p.m. So you got plenty of opportunity to catch them live. Kneebody playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio today, and a song called Still Play. Thank you. That is the band Kneebody, live in the Soundcheck studio, in a song called Still Play, which you'll find a version of on Kneebody's latest record called The Line. Once again, Kneebody playing tonight at Subculture in Manhattan, 10 p.m. Tomorrow night, two sets in Brooklyn at the Shapeshifter Lab at 8 and 9:30 p.m. They're playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio, and let's hear another tune. This one is called Cha-Cha. Once again, Kneebody, live on Soundcheck. That, once again, is the band Kneebody, live in the Soundcheck studio with a song called Cha-Cha. The band's latest album, their fourth, is called The Line. It is out now. We met sax player Ben Wendell and trumpeter Shane Ensley before. Joining me at the mic now, Adam Benjamin, keyboard player.
Good to be with you.
And Kaveh Rastegar, who plays the bass.
Hi there.
Nate Wood is the drummer, so he doesn't get to talk, apparently.
That's right.
Yeah. Who wrote that?
Shane wrote that song, okay. Our trumpet player.
Tell him that's not a cha-cha.
What is that dance?
Yeah, what is it? Well, I mean, a cha-cha, it's got the syncopated fourth,
Right.
One, two, cha-cha-cha.
That's
anyway,
right.
Whatever.
Everybody likes that.
Now, Ben was saying before about how the band started acoustic and sort of electric and electronic stuff is sort of worked in, but you guys are both plugged in.
Yeah.
Adam, you're the keyboard player. Were you plugged in from day one?
I was plugged in playing a Rhodes, but totally unaffected, not running it through any effects pedals or processors. And that kind of just grew over time. I think that we all conceptualized bringing the electronics to the band as an expansion of our acoustic tones, and for me, an opportunity to orchestrate a little bit more and produce in a live setting, kind of to be able to fit in to the orchestration in different ways, rather than having a whole new additional kind of set of sounds that
right.
we bring in.
And for you, Kaveh, as a bass player, people see a sax and a trumpet out in front of the band, and they will think jazz band and will expect to see the bass player playing a stand-up acoustic bass.
Right.
What about you? Do you play that instrument?
I do. I play double bass. I play the upright bass. And when I'm in L.A., which is where I live, about as much as I play the electric bass. But we kind of decided with the band, just with like a palette of colors. Adam's a fantastic pianist. He also plays great drums. And Ben plays bassoon and piano. Nate is an amazing doubler, plays great guitar and bass. Shane's a great drummer. So we had all these ideas at the beginning when it started, like, wouldn't it be great if we all switch around and do it? And
then like Kaveh a Chinese play, fire drill.
Yeah,
in
and I can play
song.
Double bass,
yeah,
I can bow on a six, but it's like, come on now. Like, let's just simplify with the palette and make it electric bass. And,
right.
and then that's been cool to, like, limit it that way to start off.
Now, you guys have kind of a young fan base. Do you know where you're drawing them from? Are they jazz fans? Are they from the jam band scene? Do you know that?
We want to know the jam band scene. No, I mean, I think Adam can answer this too. Like,
I think a lot of jazz fans, actually.
Yeah.
Primarily jazz fans to start out with, and a smattering of, folks who maybe follow a lot of indie rock bands or jam bands. But it's been interesting to us, actually. A lot of our fans so far have come out of music schools, people studying jazz, mm-hmm. people studying chamber music. We're trying to expand beyond that, but to me, the fact that so many jazz fans enjoy our music kind of validates my feeling that this is jazz music, certainly in the eye of the beholder, but it
right,
feels
right.
very related to that tradition to me.
Well, it's jazz adjacent, at least.
Right.
The band is called Kneebody. Their latest album's called The Line. It is out now. And guys, this has been a lot of fun. Thank you so much for coming in and playing for us today.
Thank you so much for having us.